How collaboration can help tackle drug-resistant infections. Tackling drug-resistant infections requires more research, surveillance, and better data. Dr. Mo Yin explains how the Advance ID Network is taking on this challenge in Asia and why collaboration is vital to its success. Drug-resistant infections are a serious threat to health around the world. Over 1 million people die each year from drug-resistant infections, which happen when drugs like antibiotics that are meant to kill microbes become less effective. This number could increase to nearly 2 million per year by 2050. How can we tackle this urgent problem? We need more research, surveillance, and better data, as well as a robust antibiotic development ecosystem to prevent, treat, and control infectious diseases. Collaboration is vital to all of this. That's why we established Advance ID, a clinical trial network in Asia that fosters effective regional collaboration and sharing of expertise to tackle drug-resistant infections head-on. Strengthening research capacity in Asia through a multi-country network. The Advance ID network aims to strengthen Asia's research capacity to study drug-resistant infections and infectious disease. Funded by multiple institutions, including Wellcome, it officially launched in March 2023. It's comprised of over 50 hospitals across Asia and beyond, through which we will conduct cost-effective, high-quality clinical trials to guide clinical practice. By engaging clinicians, academics, governments, and industry, we can develop solutions to improve patient outcomes and clinical access for people living with drug-resistant infections. Our goal is to foster long-term relationships, trust, and shared ownership among partners and collaborators in the region to ultimately improve human health. Empowering local partners to conduct high-quality research. Advance ID operates across the globe with a focus on Asia. Asia is a highly diverse region that accounts for over 50% of the world's population. Antibiotic consumption across the continent is high, and so is antimicrobial resistance. Yet, good quality research and evidence into drug resistance in the region is lacking. This makes it an ideal base for a clinical trial network that seeks to advance awareness and understanding. To start, we have completed a large-scale surveillance study across 19 countries in Asia and enrolled more than 10,000 patients with severe bacterial infections. We hope to use this opportunity to gather data on the types of drug-resistant bacteria harming patients, the antibiotics used to treat these infections, the clinical outcomes, including functional loss and quality of life, affected by these drug-resistant infections. Through this extensive study, we plan to provide resources to hospitals throughout the region and empower local investigators to conduct high-quality research so that we can tackle these problems in Asia together. We're laying the groundwork to better prepare for future pandemics. We feel really privileged to be able to lead the Advance ID network in Asia and test out existing and novel treatment solutions with our industrial and academic partners. Through this work, we hope to incorporate a sense of unity and strong research capability in the region while improving data sharing and cooperation between partners. The work we're doing through Advance ID will go beyond tackling drug-resistant infections to improve overall infectious disease response, control, and preparedness. By doing so, we hope to establish a foundation for research that will enable us to prepare for and tackle future pandemics, should they happen. This article was first published in Behind the Research, our LinkedIn newsletter sharing insights and stories from experts in global health research.